AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A senior House Democrat says Vice President Joe Biden told lawmakers on Capitol Hill this morning that he himself was skeptical going into the negotiating process with Iran, but he now believes the nuclear agreement with Iran is worth supporting. Is New York Congressman Steve Israel convinced?
I've been skeptical from the beginning of this. I'm still skeptical. I read the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action last night. There's nothing in it that relieved my skepticism. But I do believe that we need to take the full 60 days, which we fought for, to engage in a very thorough review.
Congressman Israel says the vice president told a group of Democrats this morning that nothing in this agreement takes the military option off the table. The president holds a news conference on the deal this afternoon. Fed Chief Janet Yellen sees a number of encouraging signs that the economy is reviving after a tough winter and says if the improvements stay on track, the Fed will likely start raising interest rates later this year. That was in her pre-arranged comments that we saw before her testimony this morning, and she is now on Capitol Hill.
Despite the soft patch in economic activity in the first quarter, that the labor market has continued to show progress toward our objective of maximum employment.
Stocks are posting some slight gains so far. The Dow is up 30 points. The feds have shut down an online marketplace where cyber criminals bought and sold hacked databases. This is among the places where your stolen Social Security number will be sold, if it's stolen, and other personal information is there as well. 70 cyber criminals were targeted. Did you try to call the IRS during this year's tax filing season? One group in Washington says the beleaguered IRS hung up on 9 million taxpayers. This is AP Radio News. The families of the 12 people killed by Colorado movie theater shooter James Holmes 3 years ago are watching today as the jury begins deliberations, not on whether he did it, but on whether he was legally insane when he opened fire on theatergoers. Sandy Phillips' daughter Jessica was killed that day.
Mental illness is different than being insane. And there are a lot of people, millions of people in this country that are mentally ill that don't go out and kill people. So I really think it's a disservice to the mentally ill to project it that way.
Still at large, two of four prisoners who escaped from a Mississippi jail before a late-night bed check. Officials say they had help from inside and outside the facility. One of those captured yesterday is charged with capital murder in the death of a woman 3 years ago. The sheriff says how they got out, still under investigation. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.